Mr. George Allen, sir.
Okay.
You are.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. President.
It's hard to reach you. Where are you?
Oh, I'm home right now.
Yeah, well, I just want to wish you a Happy New Year and tell you that after two perfect games, I don't know how you can do it again, but this had to be, I didn't think you could surpass last week, but this week, in its way, each was a perfect game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Mr. President.
They really tore the place apart. I saw the game, I was at Camp David where I could see it on the Baltimore station.
Yeah.
And I came back by helicopter and tried to reach you since then, and you've been out, but by golly, I tell you, how the boys feel?
Well, they feel great. We had, it was a physical game. The way you beat the Cowboys, Mr. President, is to out-hit them.
And you were hitting them.
And just out-hit them. And they talked about their dynasty, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we had a lot of things psychological going for us. And we had them. They quit in the last quarter. They actually.
You think they did?
Oh, yeah. They just, we just hit them so much that they quit. And it's great to make a champion quit, you know.
Yep.
So,
and then, of course, there was no one good thing about the result. There was no doubt
right.
about either game. Actually, you beat
right.
you beat the Packers clean. You beat these clean.
Yeah.
And now you go back to your old hometown and
yeah.
and take them on the Coliseum.
Yeah, it was.
I saw them and the fans came apart and they put you up on the shoulders. That was quite a moment, wasn't it, for you? This must have been, this probably your greatest moment, wasn't it?
Oh, I think so.
Greater than the Ram game?
Yeah, greater, right, because this city, as you know and have said, is so starved for...
Right. To win something.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's just unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
And...
Who'd you get the game balls to, incidentally?
Well, I tell you what, we...
to everybody.
Everyone, yeah, right. Everyone got them. We give the all 40-man team because
of course.
Type of victory it was.
Of course, you know, the guy really that, they were all awfully good, but I must say that Kilmer was a cool customer, wasn't he?
He was fantastic.
And those two passes right on the nose.
You know, I tell you, and you know this because you have gone through it, that give me the guy that has less talent,
yeah.
but wants to work.
Tries harder, that's right, and isn't...
that guy, every time
mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
And
as a matter of fact, although we didn't want it to happen, while Jurgi would have been more exciting, Kilmer was the better quarterback.
Yeah.
Right. Don't you agree?
That's right. And so many times people have talent, so much ability and intelligence and everything, and yet when they have that, they don't have the will to win. They
right.
don't have that the total dedication.
Right. What about our Pardee? What do you think of him?
Oh, he was fantastic.
He's a fine man. I remember he came in the office that day. Be sure that you tell him that I mentioned him, will you?
I will, Mr. President.
Of course, all of them, but they were all great. But that Pardee, I thought, God, the way he moved at 15 years, 32 years old, how does he move that fast?
You know, again, if you take care of your body and you have the will to win and you want it badly enough, nothing can stop you.
Right.
We wanted it more than they wanted it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I know so, Mr. Brent. And this is the way we talked about week to them. If you want this badly enough, I don't care what they do, what breaks the officials give them, we'll overcome. See?
Right.
And,
Well, actually, it was interesting. You only had two turnovers in the game, didn't you?
Yeah, I think two or one.
Well, I mean, not against you, but you lost it once, and you took one from them.
Yeah.
But when Brown fumbled, you
yeah.
know, which was a very close call, I thought.
I thought it was a...
Didn't you think?
Bad call. And
yeah, actually, he was stopped before
right.
he fumbled.
Yeah.
And then they get picked it. That was a bad call. And incidentally, if you'd gone in and scored then, you'd be running up more.
Oh, yeah. You know, the fans gave us a big lift playing at home.
Did they?
Boy, I tell you, these fans were... They just... That stadium was just weird.
Was it really?
Boy,
isn't that great? I could sense it from television some, although
yeah.
they're in the box and you can't hear, but when I could feel the commentators were talking about it and the way that they were the stand was really trembling, they said, at the last
yeah.
quarter.
Well, you can even feel the ground. It's like an earthquake. You know,
really?
You feel the vibration down the ground there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just... great thing for the city, the area.
Right.
And I, again, I haven't mentioned too much about your calling because I, the way the crazy press is sometimes, I thought, I know.
Let me tell you, I don't want to horn in on the,
well,
too. I mean, this is, after all, we have to remember, this is their game. They won it.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to say, sure, of course,
right.
I call and congratulate you. I always do, you know.
Okay. I tell you what, after the game, one of them asked me, said, you haven't heard from the president for a long while. And I said, well, yes, I did. I said, he called and...
Right after the...
After the Green Bay game.
And, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. And so I told him that after the game today. But I,
right.
I didn't want to step out of line on anything, so...
Well, I figured that this was your hour and this and that.
Yeah.
You can say sure we called it that.
Right.
Two perfect games and now you need three.
Oh boy.
Okay.
I think we've lost Hermeling. I think.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah.
I think he tore ligaments in his knee.
Well, you got a pretty good man there in his place, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, we got Mitch Johnson on the Cavs squad, and then we'll put Bobby Shonky in there. He's not as fast or quick, but. He's experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about this is that, you see, Dallas feels that the only way to build a team is through drafts, you know.
Right.
And here's a bunch of guys that are cast off and
right. I know.
Malcontent and too old, and we've all been reborn, see.
That's right.
Fired coach. Well,
the thing is, let me say this, as you well know, is a coach's victory. What the hell? You have taken rather, with all compliments to them, except for Brown, Pardee, possibly Taylor, a rather ordinary group, and Haas, an ordinary group of players, and have made an extraordinary team out of them. When you consider the talent on the Dallas side, they really had more talent than you had.
No question.
Bigger, beefier, faster. Christ, look at those receivers they had. Lance, all were sellers, all those people.
Right.
Hayes, how would you like to have Hayes running for you?
They got so much talent, see, and if one starts and the other is on the bench, it doesn't help you one way or another, you know.
Right.
But you say, who do you want in there? Sellers, Hayes, Allworth, Parks, you know,
right.
Truax, Ditka. You know.
Even Truax they had, my God, yes, and he never... Mm.
So, I think the big thing is that if you stick in there and want it badly enough and work together, and boy, you know, I don't know what you saw. They had about fourth and a foot to go, and we stopped them.
Yeah, I saw that with that great tackle.
Oh, was that a big play?
That was one of the that broke their hearts right there.
They,
fourth and a foot, and they went for it, and you whacked them, and they were finished right then. That was the key. In a game like this, nothing is the key, but that they could have gotten momentum with that.
Oh, see, last week they with 3 minutes to play, they got two touchdowns.
I know. One.
They can strike from anywhere.
That's right.
They're so potent.
Well, you and your wife and your family should have a great New Year's now.
Well,
and
you know what we're going to do? I have my in-laws with me. They're over here from Tunisia.
Isn't that great?
And they just are beside themselves, and we're going to.
You give them all my best, and you can tell the press, of course, that I call, because I always do that. I just don't want to horn in on your game.
Well,
you know.
And I appreciate it so much, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
It'll be a good 73.
Right.
Okay.
We have so much to be thankful for.
That's right. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President.